You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Happy New Year, Rob.
Happy New Year, Paul.
Happy Lunar New Year to you. And right now is actually kind of a cool time for those who are celebrating the Chinese New Year.
Why is that?
Well, because that's their time to kind of really reset. It's their time to spend valuable time with family. But if you're a drone pilot, it truly sucks. You know why?
Why?
Because orders and repairs are now going to be held back for weeks on end. And we just got the inside scoop. The DJI is going to be taking a few weeks of leave for the Chinese New Year. But if you crashed your drone and you don't want it sitting on the shelf, then you've got to check out Unmanned Systems and Solutions, because they're going to fix your drone for you. They're one of the few facilities in the United States, and for only $29.95, they'll tell you exactly what is wrong with your drone. Just send it to them. If you go to unmannedsas.com/drone you, they're going to generate a mailing label and shipping for you, and you're just going to ship your drone off.
Yep.
They're going to tell you, hey, here's what's wrong. And if they end up repairing your drone, they're going to credit you $20 to the cost of the repair. So it's really only $9 to have them look at it and diagnose it. I think that's pretty cool. Frankly, if I broke drones ever, I would definitely send my drones to Unmanned SAS. But
hey, wait a minute.
I have yet to do that.
I don't know about that.
Check out unmannedsas.com/drone you to get your Mavic, Phantom, your Typhoon H, whatever it is that you're trying to get fixed, send it to them. Also, special thanks to videoblocks.com. If you're a producer, if you make videos, maybe you're a YouTuber and you just need some good copyright-free music, copyright-free audio, whatever it is that you need, check out videoblocks.com/drone to check out their subscription-based website for absolutely no money for 7 days. That way you can download everything that you need, check it out, see if it's good for you, the right fit. Again, videoblocks.com/drone, hundreds of thousands of copyright-free clips, audio clips, motion graphics, waveforms, whatever you need, it's there. Woo! That was a long one.
Yeah, absolutely. Great companies.
Definitely great companies. And guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and we're glad that you're here with us today. This is episode number 511. Especially guys that have been with us from the beginning, man, do we thank you. But even if this is your first time, we are grateful that you're spending the day and this time with us.
We absolutely do appreciate that you're spending the day and time with us. But we're also here, and we also appreciate the fact that you're willing to learn, you're willing to listen and better yourself, elevate your drone experience, and just have a lot more fun. And just a heads up to all you guys out there, there's going to be a lot more content coming out from me personally through Drone You, all about just like little tips and tricks that I've been talking about over the years and everything I talk about in Living the Drone Life, the book, but just visualize for you guys. That way, you have more idea of exactly what it takes to get these things done. But anyway, Rob, what are we talking about today, buddy?
Well, we've got a very specific question. Somebody who wants to fly golf courses, and he's looking for some help.
All right. Well, let's hear it out.
Hey, guys. My name is Patrick, and I'm coming to you from the desert southwest, Arizona, to be exact. I recently stumbled upon your YouTube channel, and I was blown away by all of the great information you guys are sharing with the members of the drone community. What I love even more is how specific your topics tend to be, which is what led me to submitting this question. Now, I know that there are endless resources on the internet that talk about the best camera settings for shooting video, but I have a very specific scenario in mind where I'd like to try and get a little bit of a jump start, if at all possible. My question is, do you have any tips or advice for ideal video settings when it comes to shooting golf courses? Any particular profiles, such as CineLike or D-Log or True Color? Any specific style settings when it comes to sharpness, contrast, saturation? What about graduated filters? Would I possibly benefit by maybe using a blue filter to try and make the sky pop and also make the fairways really green? One of my main goals for now is to try and capture the best footage the first time around and not have to do a lot of color correction after the fact. I'll be shooting with the Phantom 4 Pro, and we'll primarily be shooting in the early morning and late afternoon, or early evening, in case that does make a difference. I also plan to play around with ND filters as well. I know I've heard you talk about them a few times, but I definitely will be using ND filters also. So that's it. Thanks very much, guys, and really appreciate all you do, and keep up the great work.
You know what? I'm glad he asked the question. I know a lot of guys out there, and I'm gonna calm everyone down real quick. Everyone's going, ah, every situation is different. Oh my gosh! And they probably just want to rage right now.
Yeah.
And give their opinion, and I totally understand it. And I'm gonna throw a few things out here really quick.
And that said, he was pretty specific with his question, which is very helpful.
Yeah, we love specific questions. Yes, actually, absolutely. And in fact, if you have a question, make sure to go to askdronu.com and upload that question. But every situation is different. Every situation is different. The lighting is different. You have to focus on what are your goals. You know, you're shooting a golf course and you're there for visibility. Chances are your demographic is going to be geriatric. That's what I thought you were going to say, Rob.
Anyway, that did not even come to mind.
That's weird because that came to my mind. I'm sorry. But anyway, you're probably going to have an older demographic. You know, you've got to focus on who is this video going out to, right? This is marketing 101. Who's the demographic, right? Who is it going out to? What type of stuff do they like to see? If they're a little bit older, they like that nice crispy effect, lots of contrast, easy for them to see. Mm-hmm. That way, if they're reading with their reading glasses, it'll still be good. But you also heard him say, I want to shoot this to do as little color grading as possible.
Important point. So he's looking at setting up things in an efficient manner. He's kind of, what are his workflow going to be?
Honestly, if he's new, which he sounds pretty new, he's going to shoot the golf course in the middle of the day. And it's funny because I saw when we did this mapping class with Doug Lafarge,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about it in the mapping class about delivering these golf courses in a whole new way that no one's ever seen before. And I don't want to divulge the information because it's in the class and it's amazing. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's integrating so many different types of media to really bring the golf course to life. And, you know, when you're doing these flyovers, they're normally in the middle of the day. They're not really cinematic. You know, if you want to showcase the golf course and do an intro, sure, you're going to show up at sunrise or sunset, get some great stuff, shoot it in D-log and color grade it later. But you heard him say, well, you know, I don't really want to do any color grading later.
Right. But he would also like to hear if the best way to go about this is going to result in that.
Let me answer his question first, and okay. Then I'll tell him how I do it.
Sounds good.
Because I think, you know, you saw the video, Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
Zero color correction, zero stylistic settings, all shot in none, and you saw how it looked, right?
It looked amazing, and I don't tell Paul it looks amazing unless it really looked amazing. And often it does.
I'm not going to lie. Even I look at that and I'm like, wow.
It's really good.
It is really good. And the camera is set up for beginners. The camera is set up so that you can shoot stuff and just put it online and it's going to look great. You know what I mean? But if you really want to pull the most out of the footage, you know, let's say that we're doing the intro of this golf course video. We want the cinematic motions, right? If we're doing the flyover of the holes, we really want to minimize shadows. So in the middle of the day is probably best. And any videographer is like, oh, the middle of the day sucks. The light sucks. Yeah, absolutely. But if you're doing kind of a virtual tour and it's outdoors, you know, you really want to eliminate shadows to give people an idea of how wide the hole is, how big the hole is. Is a dog leg left, dog leg right? How much room do I have? Right. Sand trap over there. And if you've got shadows covering up the sand traps, it's going to be pretty difficult and people are going to be pissed, and then they're going to be pissed at the golf course.
Don't want that.
No, we don't want that, because we have to remember the goal of why we are shooting this. We are shooting this to help the golf course sell themselves or navigate the course better. Mm-hmm. So there's two value points there, and we need to make sure we hit both of them.
Sure.
So if we're hitting the intro, we do the cinematic motion in sunrise, sunset, whatever you want to shoot. For me, I'm probably going to shoot in D-log. Probably going to, and I have my settings in our classes. I think it's, I don't remember exactly. It's like -2, +1, -2. I can't remember. But guys, it's all subjective. You know, if this guy is looking to get the very best footage out without touching the editing bar,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't want to do the color corrections. And by the way, color correcting is very difficult. Even for experienced guys, color correcting is very difficult. It's one reason I love the Mavic. The Mavic, the image right out of the thing is incredible.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You don't need to touch it at all, right? It's made for beginners. But with the Phantom 4 Pro, you still have a lot of, you know, leeway and room, and you can do great stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he asked the question. I just want to be able to, you know, I don't want to color correct it. So right. I'm going to tell him very honestly, then do none with zero style settings and just leave it as is. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, why are you telling him that? I'm answering his question.
That's right.
You know?
So is that how it comes? I mean, basically.
That is how it comes in okay. None, I believe. Yeah. And okay. You can double check that.
So that's the default, essentially.
It is. Now, guys, another thing, too, I would tell a lot of people to lock in their white balance. Make sure you set your white balance. It's really, really helpful if you hold a gray neutral card in front of the drone before you start shooting. And this is like one of the secrets to setting, you know, color balance. And then you just go in and you take the little dropper in Final Cut or Adobe Premiere Pro, or if you're doing photos, you know, Lightroom or whatever, and you just pick that gray, and now mm-hmm. It knows neutral gray, and your white balance is going to be right. But I would really recommend that people set their exposure and their white balance to a specific point.
Okay.
That way it doesn't fluctuate throughout the shots and make it look like crap.
So you're saying set it to a specific point for essentially all of your shoots moving forward, or just for that particular shoot?
Each particular shoot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to have to lock it each time. So, okay. You know, part of your pre-flight check should be like, do I have my filter on? He asked about filters. How do I make the sky pop and make the grass
the
more green?
Grass, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you're shooting the middle of the day, super bright outside, ND16. If it's like partly cloudy, ND8. If it's overcast... If it's slightly overcast, maybe an ND2 or ND4. And if it's like overcast, no filter whatsoever.
Okay.
And honestly, like, again, that footage I showed you, I just got the Phantom 4 Pro. I'd had it for one day, and then I flew to Puerto Rico, and I didn't have any filters. I didn't have it, like, any time to play with it. It was like, you're on a job, go.
Well, and honestly, I don't know, but I... gotta think that a filter would have messed that shot up because it was about perfect.
I think it would have. I don't think you would have saw the shadow detail.
Right.
Yep. But also look at the sky, right? Part, you know, it was kind of partly cloudy.
It kind of worked out in your favor as far as that goes.
Absolutely.
Not having filters with you.
But I also show up to most of the hotels around 4:30 in the morning to do that stuff. So he
did say early morning. Well, he actually kind of, Patrick, mentioned every time of day you'd be willing to film because you said early morning, midday, evening.
And I just want to hit home, too, that, you know, if we're doing a sales video, the sunrise, sunset shots are great. If you're doing navigational videos, middle of the day, as little shadows as possible.
Right. So are you going to generally try to bring all of those into one video, though?
Oh, man. So Doug is working on a system for delivery for this, where it's integrated into your website, where it's not only video, but it's a map.
Wow.
The video is inside the map.
Dang.
And then there's three levels beyond that I don't want to divulge because I don't want to give his ideas away because they're brilliant. And they're awesome. And he actually talks about how to do those things in the class.
In the class.
So
sweet.
Very, very valuable class, the mapping
class.
It was just shot last week, so it'll be a couple months before it comes out. But it's incredible. And it was also so cold.
Yeah,
that's why I went to Phoenix this weekend. I was like, I can't do one degree anymore.
You had to go warm your bones.
Yeah, you know, I quasi think about moving to Phoenix because there's only 3 or 4 months out of the year you can't live there, and that's the time of year you can go anywhere else.
I dig Phoenix. And by the way, Patrick is very smart to go after golf courses in Arizona, right? I mean, it's an endless supply essentially there.
And by the way, you know, people ask me pricing all the time. It really depends on what you're delivering because I've seen golf course stuff go from anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 in pricing. So
differentiating how? How
by
do you
deliverable.
Get the 10 versus 2? Right.
The deliverable.
But what's the difference in the deliverable?
Photos versus, you know, an animated tour that goes hole by hole. And then one guy did an animated tour where it's this big overarching shot and you see each hole and then there's animated numbers over them. And like, he's like, all right, well, let's take a look at hole number one. As we go into the tee box, you'll notice that there will be a dogleg right, 165 yards on the right. Now, once you go past that, you're going to have about 150 yards to the very tip of the green, which is elevated at a 3-degree notion, not towards yourself. So you're going to want to hit beyond the hole and then let the ball roll in. Like, this is
all as
he's like slowly going down the course.
Nice.
So,
all right.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on what level are you going to take it to. And guys,
yeah,
don't forget.
Yeah, what level they want.
Yeah. And, right. And don't forget, get creative with it. You know, put your unique spin on it. If it's one thing I love John Lee Dumas for is find your thing, find your niche. You know, you can find your thing. That's the drone world. But you got to find your niche if you truly want to be the level of success you see in your mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're laughing.
You know what makes me laugh?
John Lee Dumas?
No. How to pronounce... We have a listener, hey, Tom, that keeps calling us out on how we pronounce things.
Oh, really?
He's lighthearted. It's kind of funny. I don't know the right way to do niche or niche.
Who cares?
I know.
On that bombshell...
But it just makes me laugh. You asked why I laughed. That's why I laughed. Sorry. Anyways, we're not really interested what you guys think about how we pronounce
things.
Niche.
If you're really worried about how to pronounce things, come to New Mexico and you'll learn a whole new way to pronounce everything. Chuana Coke? Here's a Pepsi.
That's right. Anyways.
You want Christmas?
Cheers.
That's green and red. Mm. Not a holiday.
I had some good Christmas this weekend too.
On that bombshell, if you haven't had some New Mexico green chili or some charqui, you've got to try it out. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.